God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, yes, and even you. Welcome, 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 one and all. Welcome to the Midweek Power Nugget, where 15 minutes of your day can absolutely transform your life. Your permission to a God allow to have your ear, have your heart this morning can absolutely shift the trajectory of your life. Let's pray together. God, we love you today and we honor you. We give you honor, God, because you are God. We give you reverence, God, because we trust and believe that you are the creator of the universe. And God, you have orchestrated all things. You have tailor-made this thing, this moment that we have come together. And God, we are grateful. We're grateful, God, that you spared us, you kept us. God, that you have allowed us to be a part of today's plan. God, there's absolutely nothing we could have done to cause you to allow us to be here today. But God, since you have made us a part of your life's plan, God, we want to say we're thankful and we are grateful. Now, God, what you have prepared for us, God, prepare us for what you have for us. God, let our hearts be ready and let our ears be in tune. God, let our mind be functioning that we might be able to process what you're saying to us today. Holy Spirit, you have this moment to have your way with us. We give you permission. Us joining on this call, God, take that as permission for the Holy Ghost to have his way on today. God, we expect to be touched, transformed. We expect to be changed by your word. And God, we give you reverence. We give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, we just want to thank God for this day, a day we've never seen before. Thank God for new mercies we've never experienced before. And I thank you for joining in on this morning. On this travels, we're going to remain today in the New Testament. In the New Testament, we are going to first and foremost start in the book of Philippians. Philippians. We're going to go to the second chapter, and we are going to start at the 12th verse, Philippians 2, starting at verse 12. Reading from the New American Standard Bible, Paul pens this letter to the church in Philippi, and these two verses are then found. So it says in Philippians 2 and 12, "So then, my brethren, just as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure." Let me read that again. So then, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Why? For it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Now we're going to move to, again, Paul's letter to the church in Ephesus. Ephesians 2 and 8. Ephesians 2 and 8. And we're going to read these two verses, 8 and 9. It says this, again, in the New American Standard Version. "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast." You have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. And God's word is blessed. So, for these last moments that I have left, I want to confess to you all, that I am a work in progress. I am a work in progress. And if you're honest, you should say the same thing. I'm a work in progress. well, where did this come from, Apostle? Well, every place you turn today, somebody's saying, I'm working on myself. You've heard it in conversations. You've seen it in captions. You might have seen it yourselves. I don't have time for the drama right now. It's all about me. I'm working on me. And listen, there's nothing wrong with working on yourself, because growth is good. But if we can just be honest and transparent, if you could truly fix you, you would have done it by now. Because we could tweak habits, we can set boundaries, we can take vitamins, we can journal our feelings, and all of that is wonderful and great. But the truth is, only God knows how deep that crack in you really goes. So while the world says, I'm working on me, the believer should be saying, God is working in me. Because self-improvement may change your routine, but only the Holy Ghost can change your nature. Because I hate to disillusion you, and I hate to disappoint you, but you are not the builder of you. You're the blueprint. And this morning, God wants to remind you that the construction site of your soul is still active. Let's look at these scriptures. Paul tells us in Philippians to work out your salvation. My brothers and my sisters, that doesn't mean earn it. It means exercise it. Just like muscles that grow when used, salvation develops when it's lived out. Then in the book of Ephesians, Paul then adds to it, for it is God who works in you. I'm sorry, that's still in Philippians. For it is God who works in you. You all, that is the partnership. He gives the power. What we do is give him the permission to work on us. We work out what God is already working in. Did you catch that? We work out what he's already working in. He works in us, and we work it out. He plants the desire, and then he gives us the strength to carry it through. And it is in Ephesians that reminds us that we are his workmanship. The Greek for that word workmanship is poema, his poem. You all, we are custom made, handcrafted by God himself. You're not a rush job. You're not an afterthought. Every single aspect of your life, your mistakes, your miracles, and everything in the middle is part of a masterpiece that is still in motion in the hands of the master. Can I just be honest for just a minute? Can I talk about me? Because I told you that I am a work in progress. You know, there was a time that I thought I had completely overcome my challenge with low self-esteem. Yeah, I was confident. I was preaching. I was leading. I was feeling like that chapter was closed. And then something happened. And my emotions came rushing forward, and I got caught up in them. I misread people. I misjudged motives. And I started taking things personally that weren't even about me. And you know what God said? He whispered to me and said, see, I'm still working on that. And you all, that moment, that time is etched in my memory. It humbled me. It reminded me that growth isn't pretending that you've arrived. It's staying surrendered when you realized you haven't arrived. Because God's process doesn't expose to embarrass. It exposes itself so that we can heal. And that's where a lot of us get stuck. We want to be transformed, but we don't want to surrender. Yeah, I pause for effect. Yeah, we want to be transformed. We want to be changed, but we don't want to surrender. We want the new seasons, but we don't want the new obedience. We say, God, make me better, but we still want to hold the pen to how our life turns out. And when we fight him forming us, the danger isn't that God stops loving us, is that we stop growing. We just run laps around that same mountain that we should be speaking to and moving it into the midst of the sea. We get busier, but we don't get better. We know scripture, but we won't let scripture get in us, know us. See, that was the problem with the children of Israel. They wanted freedom without formation, and then what happened to them? They wandered for 40 years. Saul wanted position, but he didn't want to have patience to let God do it, and he lost his purpose. So when we say, I'm working on me, while blocking God, who's trying to rebuild us, we end up polishing what God meant to replace. Being a work in progress means that God sees more in us, in you, than you see in yourself. He's got us on that potter's wheel, and he's sanding, and he's shaping, and he's strengthening. And every delay is detailed work. Every correction is his craftsmanship on us. Every conviction is construction. Y'all, you're not being punished. We're being prepared, and we're not falling apart. We're being refitted for his purpose. So instead of saying, Lord, hurry up, start saying, Lord, have your way. Because premature construction that's not done appropriately, that's not had every detail overlooked and observed and inspected, that type of construction collapses. But when we wait on the divine timing of God, that type of timing completes everything. So here's the deal. When you're moving through today, you should ask yourself something. Am I cooperating with God, or am I competing with him? Am I allowing God to form my heart, or do we just want him to manage our image, the way we look? Ask yourself, do you really want change, or do you really just want comfort? Because growth never happens in the comfort zone. And growth and comfort never produces the kind of character that glorifies God. So like I started by saying, yes, I'm a work in progress. But you all, this isn't a solo project. I'm not doing this by myself, and neither are you in you being a work in progress. It is a collaboration with the Holy Ghost. And I got to be honest with you, I'd rather be unfinished in his will than be polished outside of his will. So God, don't stop working on me. And I hope that that's your prayer today, too. We don't want God to stop working on us, because we want to be a work in progress, so that when Philippians 1 and 9 comes to play, he who has begun a good work in me shall complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. You all, let him do the work. And when he does the work, he'll complete the work, and we shall be set up to carry out the purpose in which we've been created for. We are a work in progress. Let's pray. God, we thank you today for your word, and we thank you for reminding us that the work in us is not our responsibility. The work in us is your responsibility. As you work on us, as you work in us, help us to partner with you in that work. God, when we start to rush ahead, slow us down. God, when we try or think we can fix ourselves, Remind us that you are the only one that can make us whole. God, you have free license, free course to mold us and shape us and stretch us and strengthen us until you see what looks like you in me. God, we pray on today that we remember that we're not behind, that you're building us, that we're not broken, that you got us on that potter's wheel, because we are still a work in progress and you're still on the construction site. God, help us, be with us as we go about our day today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have an amazing, amazing God bless day. In Jesus' name.